in his work. They just had a 4-month-old baby, so the wife hit us up. Also, the merging car situation and, you know, am I a jerk because of what I did? You can hear that on today's podcast as well. All you got to do is go over and search for The Bobby Bone Show wherever you get your podcasts. Hit subscribe. It is free. We also do a whole second show on that podcast feed as well. Search for The Bobby Bone Show. Hit subscribe.
It's a Bobby Bone Show live performance. Dylan Scott, My Girl.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl sipping Crown and Sprite. And a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you're gonna do it again. Making all the guys wishing you were them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl.
Come on, Dylan yeah. Scott. Yeah.
To hear the full interview and more live performances, check out the Bobby Bones Show podcast at bobbybones.com on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
97.9 WFAX-FM Nashville. Guaranteed
human. Your chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now.
Text the nationwide keyword WIN to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
Let's go. Get your bones on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
It was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until 3.
She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
Well, I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style, with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on, and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way.
It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and our clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. In her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. She kept the hotel key.
Bobby Bone Show.
Story comes to us from Kenosha, Wisconsin. A woman was drinking with her roommate when they got in a fight. The roommate said, "Get out of the apartment." So she walked out of the apartment. She's completely naked, decided to go for a walk. Goes for a walk and sees an unattended ambulance. Jumps inside and starts driving it around. And even called dispatch a couple times. Goes, "Guys, I'm hungry. Guys, I'm hungry." She got pulled over a few miles later.
So she's naked and she stole an ambulance and she's talking to them on the radio.
What a night.
That's a movie, as they say.
Yeah.
I always think that's lame when people say, this night's going to be a movie. That's a movie. That's one.
Yes.
That's one. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Far for an old cowboy sat down, said, buddy, I've been there too. Ribs on his chest and miles in his eyes. Said, I've seen my fair share of hard times. I've tried fixing problems with band-aids and bottles. But the only real secret to life is you gotta
before the daylight. May not have the buckle, might not wear the hat, but we all got a cowboy side. You'll be high on the horse and hitting the wall. Half of living is risking a fall, but it's worth the ride, ride, ride. When the clouds rolling in till the sun's back again, and
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon, don't gotta go home. But we can't stay here, them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun, we can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, to a truck, to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap, take it right back. After them after hours, when you're bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you. When it's time to go, after all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
Big.
The Big 98.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume, it's floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised, it happens every time, it's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight, I thank God you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with eyes, I'm speechless, staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret, cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless, you already know that you're my weakness. After all this time I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. Starting when you said hello, just did something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You took the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless, staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret, cause
watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room. Standing there in that dress, girl, it ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room,
The Bobby Bones Show.
They're great, just a bunch of my friends.
The Big 98.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on. I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, 'cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, 'cause she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, 'cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time I hear that song. Heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter.
anonymous inbox. There's a question to be had. Send it in to the mailbag.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Our baby's about 4 weeks old. I'm really struggling to care for her, much less myself. My husband works a normal full-time work week, and I know he's tired when he gets home, but he seems to think taking the baby for a few minutes is more than he can do so that I can shower or have some time for myself. I've tried explaining that I'm exhausted, but he says he's been working all day, and he's tired too. I don't think he's trying to be selfish. I just don't think he understands what this is like for me. I don't need him to do everything. I just need him to realize that I'm drowning and need a lifeline. How do I get him to understand the level of exhaustion and frustration I'm experiencing? Signed, first time mom. Okay, I don't think you're going to get him to understand. I think you're going to need him to help you, but I think getting him to understand is not something that he's going to be able to do because he's not going to be able to see it for himself. So I think wife to husband, more than mom to husband, you have to say, hey, I'm asking for you to give me this help, even if you don't understand. Understand that I wouldn't ask you if I didn't need it. Like, this has got to be an adult conversation more so than a conversation about a kid, because he's not going to understand. He's being selfish. You're not going to teach him because he can't see to learn it, but he has to help you. Like, Amy?
I mean, I feel like you're a good example of working all day and you still are able to come home and do things you need to do that are just dad things. It's what's expected of you as a parent.
Like, I don't understand. I can't, because I'm not there.
You're not
all
there.
Day, but I can understand that what she says is the truth, and I can understand how exhausting it must be to have 100% focus and attention at all the time. I can understand that part.
But could you imagine if you came home from work and then you're like, here, let me hold the baby for a few minutes, okay? Because go shower, and then when you come back, like, you're like, okay, I'm tired. Here, take the baby. Could you imagine?
I can imagine a black eye, and I can imagine my head being put in the toilet. I can imagine a lot of things if that were the case.
I know.
I just think adult to adult, husband to wife, marriage, there are times where you just go, I just need you on this, mm-hmm. even if you don't understand.
Right.
And he has to give you that. If not, there's a much bigger issue here.
Do you think that this is more common amongst men that are working and women that are at home? Is this a common situation?
I would assume yes, because I think even a little bit, I go home and I'm there, bath time, bedtime. We definitely have our roles in what we do. And sometimes she'll be like, hey, can you cover for me? And I'm like, wait, no, I was going to go do this because I don't normally even, then I got to check out of it and be like, whoa. Like, I've never said no to my wife asking me to do something that I don't normally do, but I do have those feelings of like, oh, no, you usually do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not proud of it. And I don't, my execution is not based on that, but I do have those thoughts, so I can see where that would happen. Eddie?
Man, it's hard because, like, growing up, my dad didn't do anything with the baby. Like, when my sister was born, like, I never saw him help at all. So when I was in that situation, I thought the same thing. She takes care of the baby. She does everything. I go to work and I come home and live my normal life. But it wasn't until my wife said, hey, step up. I'm not doing this by myself, where I realized, like, oh, okay. All right. She needs my help because she is exhausted. I think this caller needs to be really strict and strong when she tells her husband, like, I need help.
And it needs to be adult to adult, like you heard. Not, hey, the baby needs you because I'm this. It's like, you have to do this or we're going to fight.
Boom.
Because sometimes those have to happen. Even I need to be told sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't do any telling, though. I'll be honest with you.
No,
I just need to be told. So.
And we're stupid. We're dumb.
Yes.
Like, we need to be told.
I'm kind of gathering that a little
step
bit.
Step by step.
Nothing against you guys.
No,
y'all are openly admitting
no,
it.
No, have something against us. Because I don't know and understand sometimes. And then, like, my wife got food poisoning last week. And so it was, I had to do 4, 5, 6 hours at a time of just me and the baby, which I've never had to do by myself because she's always there. We're doing it together, or I'm a couple hours if she's gone, but I've never had to do all of that, right? Every bit of it. And I learned some things in that 4, 5, or 6 hours by myself because my wife is so sick. You're exhausted. It's like road trip exhausted.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
I get that feeling. Yeah, I was just curious because we never had, I mean, when I was married, our kids, we adopted them older. So we never had that baby phase of what it was like. And I was working the whole time too because they were in school. So I don't really know. And I guess I'm learning through y'all that it's kind of common.
Trenches.
And it's, I don't really like the word, which I guess this has to happen, but I don't like someone having to say to y'all, hey, will you cover me for a bit? Or because it's like, y'all are the parent too.
Yeah, but I need to know that because if that's what she usually does.
Okay.
I just think she's always going to do it because that's what she normally does every day.
Yeah.
And I don't even know sometimes what she does. So if she's like, hey, will you cover me here because of something she normally does? I'm like, got it. And I've said many times, I have never, ever, ever said no to any single thing. But sometimes I don't know what the things are.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you tell me, I don't know. So you have to tell me. You have to talk to me like I'm a kindergartner sometimes. So you have to talk to your husband like he's a...
It's an adult-to-adult conversation, but talk to him like he's a child.
Yep.
Got it.
You got to do this.
Yeah, sounds like
I know
it.
You don't understand, and that's okay, but you got to do this for me, or it's not going to be good for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
And then if he's not receptive to that, then I don't know. That's
he probably had models, like Eddie said, that he didn't learn it.
Right.
I had no models, so I'm learning just straight up raw dog. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck. If you know what kind of guy he is, he's a good guy. He'll come around. All right, there you go. Close it up.
Let's go. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
That's why I'm thinking of you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette, yeah. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore, anymore, anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture of us covered in dust on the dash. So you lit it up just to see the smoke. Roll me plus you with a date on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you round, round the back of my mind. I can't need you. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore,
anymore,
anymore.
I can't love you.
No, I can't love you anymore,
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 anymore.
Tell me, baby,
ooh,
what do I do? What do I do?
Could you tell me, baby,
ooh,
what do I do?
What do I do?
I can't love you anymore.
Can't keep chasing you round, round the back of my mind. I can't need you anymore.
No, I can't need you, can't need you.
Can't keep sharing this bed.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So innocent, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend.
Nine. 98.9.
A good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby. Doing all right, but just your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. Hit me like a hurricane. From the moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on, I started talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all. Just your side had my heart stolen in. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Your side had my heart storming. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane.
Hey, like what you hear? Good, because we ain't stopping.
It's a 10 in a row big block on the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country.
She drinks wine by the glass, not by the bottle. She ain't stuck on the past, ain't worried about tomorrow. She's a lover, a mother, a sister and wife. She rolls over in the morning to the love of her life. Only smokes one on vacation, says just what she thinks. She don't need validation or much of anything. I just wanna be her so bad, it hurts so bad, it hurts so. I just wanna be her, I just wanna be her. I just wanna be her so bad, it hurts so bad, it hurts so. I just wanna be her, I just wanna be her so bad. Talking to Jesus, calls her mama all the time. She don't over embellish. If she says it, then it's true. I don't mean to sound jealous.
But what could I do?
Chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival
coming up at 1 p.m. right here on 97.9, the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country.
Girl, I've been thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff. These feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. Came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. Said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady.
Lunchbox says he recorded you going out of your mind in studio.
No, and he didn't record me. I was recording something, and I wasn't going out of my mind.
Oh, you were going out of your mind. No. You freaked out.
Did you have a breakdown?
I did freak out. No, I didn't. He's exaggerating. He's so exaggerating.
Well, he says he has a recording of it, so...
Did you yell at me?
I don't think I said...
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox, what happened?
I am sitting here on my computer doing something, and Amy's recording Women of iHeart Country, and I'm just sitting here doing this, and then I look at the time. Oh, I got to go. I have an appointment. I go to close my computer, and I look up. She goes, what? Who are you making faces at? What?
He'll hear just the audio. Down. I'm not
Mike
yelling like
witness.
That.
Mike was a witness. But
I'm
all
that out.
Aggressive.
I thought she was going to punch him.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, what? Amy.
It was so weird.
You thought I was going to punch him, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have tape?
Yeah.
Okay. So Amy has a show that she does on the weekends, the Women of iHeart Country, and I'm assuming you're laying down tracks for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lunchbox shuts his computer, and
That's not because he shut his computer. While I'm doing a particular segment, he was looking into the glass room, and I even owned that, okay, this probably didn't happen.
This is her starting to back off.
Exactly. Like,
No, it's not. I just don't think I was, I don't think I went, what are you doing?
Well, we're about
That's
to
not
hear.
What I did. I just said.
Jury, I'm going to play you the audio here. Yep. Here we go.
And it works. It's called the wrong shoe theory. Why are you making faces or looking? Who are you looking at? When I'm recording, who are you looking at? I see you out of the corner of your eye, like, looking.
I literally grabbed a piece of paper and was putting my computer down. I have no idea.
Okay.
Fight.
Did you see me? I was literally looking at my computer.
I thought you were, like, this was lame, and so you were looking at somebody in there.
Okay, Amy did not flip out.
No,
thank
she didn't.
At all.
What are you?
You're being a little insecure about what you're doing, but you didn't flip out.
Yeah, so doing that sometimes with people around, yeah, it feels a little weird. And I even owned that, and I don't know if that's in the clip, but I was like, oh, shoot, yeah, I kind of had that in my head that Bobby nailed it. Like, there was a little insecurity, and I thought he was looking in the glass room like, this is the dumbest segment I've heard, you know, and he's looking over. But I don't know what he was looking at in the glass room. I told myself a story, and it was simple as that. Like, I, for one, never felt like I was going to punch him. And for two,
there was no aggression in that.
I was never aggressive.
You kind of laughed even while you were talking.
Like,
you're telling me Lunchbox clickbaited us with a story?
Interesting. No. That never happened.
Yeah, but what's up with Mike D?
Mike agreed with me. It was very awkward in here when it happened.
I looked
at Mike, and I was like, did I do?
If you felt awkward, I am very sorry about that, because I feel like I had to own that I was the one that made it up. Like, I definitely... There was no tension.
It did not feel aggressive. So I find the defendant, Amy, not guilty of aggression.
Thank you.
What do you find her guilty of, though? Overreaction?
Yeah, I do. I did jump to conclusion. Absolutely. And I don't know if that part was recorded or maybe that part was just in my head, but I know I had to own, like, oh, man, I really jumped to conclusions there. Like, the segment's fine. I just made up in my head that Lunchbox was looking at somebody.
I will say there is a little thing that happens where Lunchbox does look in the glass room for a little bit of,
affirmation.
Yeah, it's like, am I funny?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not.
You're not crazy. He does it all the time. Like, he'll say something, looking like, am I funny? Do you guys think that's funny?
Okay.
No, it's because I do that because no one in here laughs, but they have sense of humor.
Yes, that's you looking for affirmation.
And so I'm like, okay, good. I understand that was funny. These guys just don't get humor. But I don't know what. I literally just did this, looked up, got my computer, and Amy's like, what are you looking at?
I didn't say it that way.
Okay, I find Amy not guilty of aggression. I find Lunchbox guilty of massive clickbait, because this is what he said. Amy has lost her mind. She is in her own head. I have audio of her freaking out on me.
Is she in her own head?
That she did not freak out at all.
Is she in her own head?
I was in my own head. And I'm glad Eddie, we've never talked about
this.
I've
seen
ever.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm
see it too.
I'm glad Eddie brought it up, because that was what made my insecurity, because I know he looks to the glass room for affirmation for something. And I guess I had this moment where I thought he was looking like, what the heck is she talking about? What the heck is she? And so that's my own insecurity. That's on me.
All good.
Nobody's realize it.
His insecurity is looking for affirmation in the glass room. Everybody's insecure for something.
Yes.
No, it's just I hit funny jokes and you guys act like I didn't even talk. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I just look in there and they're like, all right, yeah, you did say something. Cool. And they laugh and I get it.
All right. That's what's up. Thank you guys for listening. Go hear the full podcast of today's show. All you have to do is go over and search for the Bobby Bone Show wherever you get your podcasts. Just find it, hit subscribe. You're right there. It's free. We do a whole second show too on the podcast feed every single day. We will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bone Show.
summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress then. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, just in case you can't tell.
Big Block.
Let's go.
Big.
On the Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
We were young, we were wild. It was fun on the run for a while. But you grew up, girl, and I should've. I wouldn't be kicking myself if I would've gotten out of the bars, out of the scene. Gave you my heart and everything in between, just like you deserve. Sorry I couldn't give. You rang in a house with a dog.